So treason, obviously, I think is well known, that efforts to overthrow a democratically elected government. This prison of treason is simply you being aware of those efforts and you failing to notify appropriately in the state authority. So that is also a crime under the laws of Sierra Leone, and it's one of the things that he's been charged. Harboring is when you are holding fugitives, people who are wanted by the state, and they are kept in your premise with your knowledge. And the process for him to answer to those charges have started. He was arraigned today in front of Magistrate Court Number 2 in Freedom. His lawyers made a representation. Because of the court that we were in, which is the Magistrate Court, the powers for such don't reside in that court, so they had to get a justice of the High Court who offered him bail under similar conditions that he's been held for the past couple of weeks when he's been helping with the investigation. So he's effectively to stay in his premises. He has a prescribed number of people who can visit him at a time. Any movement he wants to make, he has to seek and get the express permission of the institution of police. And then he had to provide additional sureties as well.
I guess we are going to know more during the trial, but I guess these charges are coming from the government's investigation of the former president, because he has been under investigation for the past, since November.
He's definitely been under investigations, and charges have been brought against all those for whom the state is convinced that we have gathered sufficient evidence to bring charges. Those who the state doesn't have evidence for are either being let go or serving as witnesses in a different instance. And in this case, again, the state filed charges yesterday against 12 individuals, including Amadou Koita, who was the first accused. And so this is just the second of indictment that the state is making in the courts of Sierra Leone.
Any idea when the trial will start?
The courts adjourned to the 17th of January, and I can confirm on that date the Republic of Sierra Leone, through the Attorney General's office, is ready and is looking forward to start bringing its witnesses forward.